This is the fifth Sunday for our teaching series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. If you've been able to be here, I hope that you have found that this has been a teaching series that's really relevant for people in many different places and many different times in their life or in their marriage. Again, I invite you, next week we're going to be talking about the love of a lifetime, and it's going to be kind of an interview type situation with several couples within the church. And I invite you to invite your friends or your workmates or people that you have spoken with, because as a pastor, I know that there are a lot of people who have questions around the issues that we've been discussing. It is a very relevant topic in people's lives, and so I hope we take advantage of that and invite folks that are around us. Well, last week we discussed some issues around sex, and just to recap, for those of you who aren't married, number one, if you respect yourself and your future spouse, save yourself for that one special person. I lifted up several issues. One, pregnancy. Two, venereal diseases, especially HIV that is prevalent today. And the fact that you are giving away a part of yourself. So save yourself for that one special person. For those of you who are married, in general, men, a woman's primary fundamental need is affection. Remember, we lifted up their six most primary needs, and none of them were sex, right, men? It is important that we understand that. Their number one need, their fundamental need, is affection, and that is kind of an environment. It's an environment, and quite honestly, guys, this is important that you hear this. It may not, and probably does not, have anything to do with sex. It's important that we as men understand that, all right? However, women, at the same time, a man's number one need is sexual fulfillment. So we need to keep these things in mind as we look at one another in our marriage relationships. We need to understand or try to understand the other's language, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. All right, so now this week, we're going to move into a subject specifically for those that are married or plan to get married. And if you aren't married and want to someday in the future possibly be married, take notes, keep them in your Bible until you would need them. Now, I want to be a little bit even more specific than that. And number one, I want to focus on those who have been married for some time, maybe 3 years, whenever that honeymoon is over, so to speak, and you're just, well, you've lost that passion. You've lost that energy that you've had in your marriage. And maybe many of you think that something might be wrong. Well, those of us who are beyond that point say, no, that's just the way it is, right? That's just the way it is. But there's really a wide range of years this might be. It could be you have very active children at home and you're just trying to keep up. You're trying to keep up at work and you're trying to do a good job, but you don't have time for you and your spouse. You don't have time to sit down and talk and do things. On the other hand, it might be that your kids are gone. Maybe they're in college or out on their own, and you're trying to find yourselves again, and you really don't know how to light that spark, get that spark going again in your marriage. Maybe you've retired, and you're home together with this person that you've been with for a long time. Except now you're with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, you know, maybe you're in that. So there's a wide range that today's message is meant to apply to. And so I may miss the mark on some of you, and I hope you'll forgive me for that. So just keep all these things in mind as I try to connect with you today and your situation. Now, we have to understand, I have two major assumptions with today's message. Number one is that you see that there is a problem that needs to be fixed. You see that there's a problem that needs to be fixed. And the second thing is that you want to actually fix the problem. That you want to get out of the slump, so to speak, that you feel that your relationship is in. And I have three major sections of my sermon this morning. Number one, do something out of the ordinary for each other. Number two, the three A's, and number three, the three Q's. So we'll just see what that is later. You could probably guess.